This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. In January 2014, Vermont enacted a law that established a new kind of driver's license called a driver's privilege card. The identification allows undocumented immigrant farm workers residing in Vermont to drive legally in the state, and the program has been largely successful, not only in helping migrant workers be more independent and travel long distances to and from work, but also for Vermont residents who don't have all the documentation necessary for a traditional driver's license that counts as a federal real ID. But one consequence of the new law has been an opportunity for out-of-state immigrants to fraudulently obtain driver's licenses. In one case, a Russian-language ad in a New York newspaper directed immigrants to a contact who promised to help them obtain a Vermont driver's license. We're going to learn more about this potential abuse of the program, speaking now with Vermont's Department of Motor Vehicles, Commissioner Robert Ide. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Mitch. I'm nice to join you.
So several news accounts have reported on an operation in Bennington where apparently several men were running a scam to use the same address and other info in their license applications, and it's believed these men were responding to that Russian language ad in a New York City newspaper I was talking about there in the lead, advertising assistance for foreign nationals to help them get a Vermont driver's license. Can you tell us how the DMV discovered this fraud and what resulted?
Sure. I can tell you that I don't want to go into all the specifics of how we've detected each and every fraud, because that might be tipping information to people with a more criminal mind. But our people are trained to examine the documents that are handed to them to see if there is something that perhaps might provoke some sort of a follow-up question. And if there appears to be a discrepancy in the material that's been given to us and what the person verbalizes, that might arouse suspicions. It's important to note that we have an active investigations unit that we've had for decades, so it's not a particularly new activity for us to be vigilant about this subject. And if we see an address that comes up frequently, then we become slightly suspicious about that. In the case in Bennington, our workers are very, very familiar with their community, as they are in all our locations. So when they either know that a building is a very small residence and all of a sudden there are multiple people living there, we at least have one of our investigators drive by and see if it's possible. Frequently, we do find that people are being truthful. There was an example of, I believe the workers were from Guatemala and they were working for a roofing company and there were 10 to 12 people living at one residence. It turned out to be absolutely true. So clearly that was not a case of fraud. But it's mostly through vigilance, it's through curiosity, and it's through following the work training that everybody's received.
So I understand that you wouldn't want to give information on how you've figured out, you know, some of the fraudulent attempts here. But can you let us know about how many cases related to out-of-state attempts to obtain a Vermont driver's license the DMV has documented to this point?
Well, we have investigated slightly over 200 cases. It's a number that is ever-growing. And in most of those cases, we have found that, in fact, the document was issued appropriately. When we find that they're not, we cancel the credential. So if the person tries to use it any other place, law enforcement would pick up that it is an invalid credential, and then that person would be held.
And that's really the danger here, isn't it? That if someone fraudulently obtains one of these special driver's licenses, they could use it to create a false identity for themselves, perhaps engage in some illegal activity.
There certainly is a concern that someone might get a document in Vermont, and it's considered in the trade to be a breeder document, and then it might go to another jurisdiction. And if that intake worker were not diligent or didn't recognize what they were receiving, perhaps someone would receive a document that makes them look more like a citizen. And, you know, after two or three iterations of this process, then we have a full-blown American citizen. And that's what everyone is being concerned about, is people that might try to get here hiding their identity or hiding their background.
Robert Ide, it's only been implemented for about a year now in Vermont, this new license, and there was a little bit of controversy when it was first being brought up in Montpelier, whether or not this was a good idea. But can you tell at this point, even after just a year, whether it's having a positive impact for those migrant workers who really do need to get around in Vermont? Has this been an overall positive thing?
Well, first of all, thank you for that question, because I think that is the question that frequently gets ignored in this conversation. And for the people who were providing valuable work on Vermont dairy farms, we think that it has been a success. We think that the driving record of those people has been strong. We think that they certainly deserve the opportunity to move move around in their communities and to access the goods and services that each and every one of us enjoy. You know, we instituted Real ID at the exact moment of the driver privilege card. So one consequence that we did not adequately estimate was the number of Vermont citizens who would, by choice or by necessity, take a driver privilege card in place of a real ID. And so our total number of issued is over 47,000. That represents about 16% of our total renewals. And that number is bigger, but we have instituted procedures so that if someone did come to us without the necessary documentation for Real ID and they walked away with a driver privilege card, they can come back to us with the proper documents and we will upgrade them to a Real ID at no additional cost.
You know, you anticipated my last question with that answer there, but I wonder if you could briefly describe to us the difference between the driver's privilege card and Real ID. What is the difference there?
The difference is that there is a very specific list of documents. They're clearly identified on our website. But if you have a valid driver's license today, you can come in and get a driver privilege card, or you can renew by mail. We do have to see people face-to-face to make the conversion from our older driver's license to the new Real ID. And this is a document that allows people to get on commercial airliners. It also will provide every Vermonter the opportunity to have this product in their pocket by the time Homeland Security might make the switch on Real ID. And we understand that's an inconvenience. It has added to our wait times and it has put additional stress on our counter people. But I want to be very clear that Homeland Security has not flipped that switch yet. So a driver privilege card today does allow you to get on a commercial airliner.
Robert Ide is Vermont's Commissioner of the Department of Motor Vehicles. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much. It was certainly my pleasure.